From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. 5 years ago, a group of Malibu surfers came face-to-face with a devastating California wildfire, and as first responders were overwhelmed by the flames, these neighbors banded together to save people's homes, and they got supplies to those in need. And now they've created a new kind of model to help fight wildfires. And a new podcast follows this group of misfits who survived a deadly wildfire and are now working to change how communities fight wildfires. Joining us now is the creator of the Sandcastles podcast, Adriana Cargill. Welcome to Idaho Matters.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Before we get started, I want to play just a little bit of the trailer from the podcast, Sandcastles, to let people get a feel for it. Let's take a quick listen.
This fire has come roaring down the hillside in the last few minutes.
And in Southern California, firefighters are battling the deadly Woolsey fire near Los Angeles.
But it's out of control here.
On November 8th, 2018, the Woolsey fire exploded.
200,000 people and 75,000 homes have been evacuated, at least 39,000 acres gone. This fire still at zero containment.
It would become the most destructive wildfire in LA County history.
And those massive flames there that you see burning are burning toward the area of Point Doom.
A number of homes have been destroyed.
Over 1,500 structures were lost, including this one.
This is the house we first showed you. It is now gone.
I think that was the moment that everything switched for me. You feel really helpless at that moment. You know, what could I have done differently? Why did this happen? So when that happened, I really kind of was like, okay, what next?
Well, and that's kind of the podcast in a nutshell, Adriana. Were you there when the fire happened?
I was not in Malibu, but I did live in Los Angeles at the time, and I was actually working in my newsroom, so I was watching it nonstop on the TVs at that point.
Wow, that's crazy. Tell us about this group of surfers who went through this wildfire.
Yeah, so I think one important thing for your listeners in Idaho is we sort of have this idea of Malibu as rich celebrities that live in beach houses. And that part of Malibu is only just a tiny, tiny part of it. Most of it is rugged, steep canyons. And most of Malibu is actually in the Santa Monica Mountains, which is a giant mountain range where you can hike for days and not run into anybody else there. And so the particular group of surfers that I decided to follow are all blue collar folks that have lived there, some of them for generations, and they really have this strong connection to their home. And what really struck me about them was just their willingness to fight tooth and nail for their community. And really what they all have in common is that they're childhood friends that grew up surfing together.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. So we had this very devastating wildfire. Homes were burned and they did what they could to help at the time and then said, you know, we need to be able to do more in the future. Is that about it?
Yeah. One of the main guys that I follow named Keegan Gibbs, he lost his family home in the Woolsey fire. And, you know, he just kind of came to this realization, you know, Malibu is a fire escape. It's a place that burns. It actually has one of the highest frequency of wildfires of anywhere in the country. And so he thought, you know, like, this is going to keep happening. And we need to change the way that we're responding to this.
Well, and that's the really interesting part of it is after the fire, this group of what, you know, there's this ordinary people and they decided to make a difference and to create a new program to basically teach folks how to fight fires. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, at its core, it's really neighbors helping neighbors. And I'm not a fire expert by any means, but I think, you know, in the course of my reporting, when you talk to people, there's this pervasive feeling of like hopelessness and helplessness. It's like, I want to do something. You know, I want to be part of the solution, but I don't really know how. You know, it's sort of like it's the causes of wildfires are forest management, mismanagement, or like utility lines need to be buried or zoning or fire codes or budgets. And all of this is like big institutions. that's not as accessible for everyday people. And so this model really tries to take what the community already has, which is people, and leverage them with education, tools, training, organization, so that they can really, instead of when there's a fire, that they're 100% reliable on the fire department, they actually will become an active partner, both in preparing for, responding to, and in post-fire activities.
We're speaking with Adriana Cargill, the creator of the new podcast, Sand Castles. Adriana, I think people in Idaho will relate a lot to your podcast because we've had some programs here that try to teach folks who live on the land how to safely help fight those wildfires that are coming to their home. And we have a lot of folks that live in wild places. You mentioned the canyons in Malibu. We have the foothills here in Boise and in the Treasure Valley, where there's a lot of landscape, there's a lot of homes, and there's a lot of fires every year. I think this might be something that could be a model that could be used elsewhere.
Yeah, organizers here say that they've designed it specifically in mind to be scaled and used anywhere where there's wildfires in any types of terrain. It's flexible by design.
Wow, that's amazing. Tell me about the podcast itself. How can we hear it right now? And how does it unfold?
Yeah, so right now I've released 2 episodes. It's 5 episodes, and it's one long story that goes from the night of the Woolsey fire all the way up until the present day. And it's available wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, any platforms.
Wow, what made you want to go into this, to really dive deep into this model and to follow folks for 5 years?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I think for me as a storyteller, when you look at wildfire narratives, they're overwhelmingly really depressing. Like really like doom and gloom, things are getting worse. You know, it's not inspiring. And from the first moment that I saw these guys on TV responding to the Woolsey fire, their resiliency, their inspiration, like it's such a hopeful story. I mean, it's really, I've never heard anything like it. And so, you know, who doesn't want to tell a story that's positivity and hope and, you know, people who go through this traumatic experience and they use that to turn into fuel to help other people. Like, who doesn't want to hear that story?
Exactly. And you talk a lot about this podcast, not about wildfires or programs. You talk about home. You talk about people who want to protect their homes, who want to be where they are and you know, hold on to what they have.
Absolutely. Yeah, I spend a lot of time in the series talking about this particular group's just really connection to their land. And I think, you know, a lot of people across America can relate to this because, you know, some people say like you shouldn't live in high risk fire zones, but I think it's really unrealistic to think that people are going to abandon beautiful natural spaces just because there's a risk. I don't see that happening.
Yeah. No, people aren't gonna give up what they have, especially in the kind of beauty and wonder and you know, they want to take care of it. So I think that's fantastic. Okay, so the podcast, first 2 episodes are out. People can find out more. How do they find the podcast?
There should be links on your website, I believe. And then also you can go directly to my website, which is wavemakermedia.org, and you can listen on any platform.
That is awesome. All right. Well, I wish you luck. Can't wait to hear the rest of the podcast. It's a lot of fun. And as you said, very, very uplifting overall. We've been speaking with Adriana Cargill, the creator of the new podcast, Sandcastles, about a group of Malibu surfers who created a new way to fight wildfires. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.